Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Baruch Hashem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem, L'Chodshei Hashanah. And we're learning Chavis Halvavos, Shar Yichud HaMaisa. We happen to be in Perek Hey. And we're on page Kuf Pei Ches. We just finished a very interesting piece. Now we're up to the next piece, the bottom of Kuf Pei Ches, the last two lines. A very poetic way of saying it. His arrows don't work. The things that I mentioned. He has his special way of attacking when things are up and when things are down. He knows how to get you. What does that mean? Everybody has ups and downs in life. So, im yuskulucho en yonecho kifishi fosecho, things are going well. You're feeling mutzlach. You're getting the breaks. Your wife's not fighting with you. Business is booming. Things are going well. Yom alecho, he says, ze pri yozmosecho. This is due to the efforts that you're putting into this, but tuvat zoscha and the thought that you're putting into it, v'omek tfunosecha, v'lochein ishtadel binyoni olam alzeh, so go for it, you know, ask your boss for a raise, tell him you're willing to stay another couple hours, you're willing to take on another new project. This is it, you're being mutzliach now, so go for it. Ufa'al bohem, take on another job, and you move up in the world, and you'll move up in the world. You'll increase your income, your chashivas, your social status. So use what's coming your way now. And enjoy life, like, you know, live life to its fullest, b'kitzur. And he talks about death, you know, he says, listen, you only live once, and this is your chance to make an impact in the world and to be successful. Bekom shein maise, vein tnua, no movement there, below oneg, below tsar. V'yavi rayosu al kach dvar hachacham. He'll quote even a pasuk in Koheles. Kol shetimtzah b'yadcha l'kasos b'chachacha asei, ki ein maise v'cheshbon v'daz v'chachma b'shol asher atoholech shama. So that's a pasuk in Koheles. We're not going to go into now the proper interpretation of the pasuk, the way Chazal understand it. But the mood is, and this is not, you know, when you read the Sefer, you go, oh man, who's going to fall for that? But people do it all the time. People see success, and they expand, and again, it's not bullshit that this is always bad. You know, maybe I sound like the Yetzer Hara. Doesn't sound like it's not necessarily always bad. It doesn't have to be bad, but I assume what he's talking about is, and it keeps on encroaching more and more on your day, and it envelops your life more and more. And I certainly know people like that, and their success proves to be a great downfall because it just ends up consuming their lives. And forget, certainly the ruchniyistika side of their lives, but even with their family and even with everything, it just ends up eating them up, gobbling them up. You want to rise the corporate ladder, and the Yetzirah presses you, says, you know, things are going good now, the boss likes you, you get a promotion. And ends up it ends up taking, gobbling up more and more and more of your life, and you have less and less time for ruchniyistic pursuits, and for even things like family, v'chadayimim. So that's what the Yetzer Hara does if things are going well. He presses you to pursue it in these matters. V'yamato b'matzav i'atzlacha, and if you're down, you just got fired from your job, you don't have parnosa, and you know, kid just got kicked out of school place, and your wife's yelling at you. Then the Etzahara will make it seem like a function of the amount of time that you're spending on ruchniyistika pursuits. And he'll say, what do you want? You're a batlan. You're good for nothing. You spend 2 hours a day in the Beis Medrash, in the shul. No wonder you're a fashlept, a crank, and you're lo yutzlach. Nothing you do is matzliach. You're spending too much time in the shul there. He'll say, look at, right, he'll point to people who seemingly are very matzliach, and they don't walk into. They don't know, they don't crack open a Gemara at all. And look, they're living it up, and they're being matzliach. Ka'omro yishloyu ohavim l'shodadim, uvatuchos l'mar gizei keil. The Yoimelucha, he'll tell you, loybo alecha matzav agerua hazeh, this downer is elamnesha kibalt alatzbucha avodas Hashem. You get up, you know, you go daven, you're a minion, tefillin, you're busy the whole day with that. The kiyum mitzvah, so vein b'kochacha lamud b'kach, and the truth is you can't handle it, so you know, can't get a job, you can't show the boss that you're devoted to your work. Otzim ha'omeshaba, roche katachlis mimena, vilu peirakto somi olecha, let up a little, and you know, you don't have to go to shul every day, right? And these are the people who are being matzliach. Look around you. The people who have it good are the people who, you know, are not driven crazy to have sidurim and to learn and this, and they're being matzliach. And you're not being matzliach, and that's probably the reason. Put two and two together. Wise up. And he tells them very theological arguments. This is the Yetzirah talking. Look at what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Right? It's the good people that die. It's the good people that get zapped. You know, you try hard. And I'll tell you some other things he says. As soon as you get to a certain madrega, you think you're at the top of the mountain, you find out you're nowhere near the top. There's many more mountains to climb, and you got to keep going. You reach a certain madrega, a certain plateau, and it just, okay, now there's another mountain that you got to climb. But now you have even more kavana, or you should do things even more lishma, or you should learn more bi'iyun, or you have to chazer, or you have to learn halacha, and there's no end to the demands. And then you can't keep to the demands. You end up getting punished for not keeping up with it. So, you know, you read the pasuk, you go, well, you know, nice what I'm going to say. You go, well, you know, thanks a lot. You know, Hashem says, you're my nation, and therefore I'm going to punish you for your sins. So who gets a holocaust? And who is... doesn't have a country for 2,000 years, and who gets driven from country to country? It's the good people. You know, it's not kedai. It's not worth it. Let me stick and be with the, you know, with the bad guys for a change, and I'll have it good for a change. And it's very convincing. It's not poshut. You see around you, Rishon being matzliach, and you know you're doggedly keeping sdorim, you know, and meanwhile they're not meeting the mortgage payments. And what are you going to do? So the Yetzer Hara ties the two together. Okay, we'll stop here. I mean, I don't want to stop in the middle of the Yetzer Hara, but we have to wait till Wednesday night.
Cut the
Yetzer Hara off
the base.
Not yet, yeah. You're up getting all the responses.